Weekend with Maslow, Part 4, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in January 1966 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Note that short gaps exist in this program as a result of tape changes conducted by hand during the event. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
I'm for it because I was prepared. Partly to preach a little bit, take advantage of my throne here. To tie this in the way that it ought to be, I just don't want to get out of the world too much, is to talk about the improving the world, the revolutionary theory. A pure individual self-psychology without a social psychology is crippled. It's unrealistic. If we rest on a world, as we do, of carpenters and electricians and so on, who have made the world and work, and then give us a certain luxury, who make it possible for our culture to afford us, thinking of, we're not baking any bread now, we're not reaping any wheat. It's a very luxurious thing that we're permitted to do, is to think. To meditate and to try to be better people. Don't ever forget that this rests on the world, on society. And it is certainly part of our responsibility, and I can report to you as a descriptive fact that the part of the picture of self-actualization that I found first was that they were all involved in improving the world. So I wanted to talk about this theory of revolution because I had several conversations that last night, late, and bull sessions that indicate to me very, very clearly that the kind of self-actualization and self and look within your own guts kind of look, you know, search your own soul sort of thing is being talked about in a world which is simultaneously dominated by kind of an obsolete, totally obsolete theory of social improvement. So if I may, I'd like to say something about that anyway, and then maybe we could be more realistic about putting together improving ourselves and improving the world.